Well, it's been a morning where council officers have been grilled about their recommendation for approval, which came out last week. So things kicked off with a review of that report, which looked at Aberdeen Shire Council's vote of objection. It turns out they could derail the project if they choose not to allow a controlled parking zone in their area. Elsewhere, things like safety around the dual carriageway nearby and how cyclists and walkers could end up spilling onto the road came up.
Has consideration been given to the safety of those using what would be by its very nature, whether it be a footbridge or an underpass, a choke point, and the potential for crowd behaviour? And this is not about football crowds, it's about any crowds, large groups of people. There is the potential for a crush, an injury.
Buses and transport also featured. Officers told us that companies have given them assurances that they will be able to cope with demand. And one interesting point is that live music could well feature at the new ground if it goes ahead. That was something officers said in their report couldn't happen.
It was simply felt that it would not be appropriate to grant an unrestricted consent, but rather to restrict what's before us and what we would grant permission for, and to allow for the applicants to come forward at a future date with the necessary information with which to make an informed decision.
Now, we're expecting a lot of debate on Kingsford, as it's been a controversial project from the off. There aren't many seats to be had in the public gallery, which shows just how much today's decision means to people living in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire. There were over 10,000 responses to the consultation, with almost half of those objectors. We'll bring you the decision as soon as we get it on North Sound 2 and over on our Twitter at North Sound News.